It is time for us to check in with Pat Pagano and get the details on our forecast. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you.
As the
song, isn't it nice, the calm after the storm?
I was going to say, what a difference a day makes.
Yeah,
but,
I love it.
You know, yesterday, I didn't get home till about 4 o'clock. But when I woke up in the morning here at the station, I went out, and we have a portion of the deck that is open to the sky, but it's in between the town hall and our building, so no wind hits it. And when I, you know, we had about early in the morning, yesterday morning, I'll say a little over 13, maybe 14 inches of snow, okay? That was sitting on the deck. But then in between, like, I guess it was in between like 8:30 and noontime,
right,
it didn't come down heavy, but it came down steady.
Right.
So I would figure, and then when I got home and I saw what the plow guy and went in, I would figure we had about 18 to 20 inches overall when it, by the time it, that it wound up in our area. I would say
which is, you know, exactly what we thought.
Yeah. Yeah. It's,
yeah.
And, you know,
I mean, it worked out. It worked out. You know, snow doesn't fall evenly. It's a numbers game.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was funny. It was a dry, fluffy snow, but the whole thing about it, once it sits overnight.
Oh, yeah. Forget that.
It becomes like, oh my, it weighs like 700 pounds.
Oh, gee. I mean, I had to go out and I shoveled a path from the mudroom out to the driveway so that I could go in and out through there as opposed to coming into the house. I shoveled a couple of paths for Shirley to go out into the back patio. And then I shoveled the actual walkway from the door of the house out. Of course, my back is killing me this morning, but I did it. And then it was around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm wondering, where's our plow guy who does the driveway? So I call him. He says, oh, you know, this is our gardener. Oh, you know, I'm still, you know, pretty sick, so I gave up the plowing. I said, so what do we do? Oh, he goes, oh, no, I got somebody else. I said, and? He goes, he'll be there. He goes, but everybody wants to be first. I said, I'm not asking to be first. I just wanted to know if he was coming. Make a long story short, I had to get stuff to the post office. So I said, well, here we go, Pat. You got to back out into over a foot of snow. I was able to turn around in my yard, but then I have a hill to go up to get out to the street because my driveway comes slopes. I got stuck where the plows, you know, the sanitation people, I didn't even think about it. That's where I got stuck. I shoveled that out. Got to the post office, came back, and around 8 o'clock last night, the plow people showed up.
That's too late.
That's what I thought.
Anyway, you could get a different plow person. I'm sorry. I don't know what you pay, but that's too late. 8 o'clock in the evening? Come on.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought it was really too
late. That's too late. You know, when I got home, the plow guy, it's nice. He got there just before I got home. And there was a good, solid 4 feet high, about 2.5 feet thick of where the plows had gone by on my street. And he got rid of that, thank God. That's just, you know, there's no place to put it. When you get that much snow, there was no place to put it anyways. But still, for a plow guy to come at 8 o'clock at night, say goodbye to that person.
Yeah, I hear you. But in the meantime, talking about no place to put it, did you see pictures of Binghamton?
they had 40 inches of snow by 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, as you recall, yes, I was telling you that they had 5.5 inches in 1 hour the day before. So yeah, so they were the big they've got the golden shovel award. There's no doubt about that. And that's it. Now, from this standpoint on, it's relatively quiet through the weekend. There is a front approaching on Sunday that will linger into part of Monday, but it's not a big deal. So today, I'm hoping to be partly sunny and breezy. And I say hoping because I'm looking at a satellite picture right now, and there is a uniform cloud deck across the entire Northeast. It's at about 4,500 feet. And at this time of the year, the sun is not as strong as it is in other seasons to try to break through these clouds. So I don't know how much sun we'll get today. If we don't get any sun, we stay in the 20s. If we get a little sun, we're in the low 30s. Now, I do think it'll clear out tonight. And if that's the case, pretty cold, 5 to 10 above. Yep, well, deep snow cover, clear skies, light winds. Partly cloudy, still cold, low 30 Saturday, and then the front approaches with some snow showers on Sunday, 35 to 40, and a leftover snow shower Monday in the low 40s. All of this will not amount to much at all on Sunday. I mean, maybe you'll get a little less than an inch, but that should be about it. As far as Christmas week, that's going to be kind of interesting, Marshall. There, we know one thing. We know that there will be a cold front approaching on Christmas Eve.
Yep.
And it definitely looks like it's mild enough for rain. The next question is, how much rain? Modeling that I've seen indicating that there could be some heavy rain Christmas Eve. We're talking Thursday night. But one of the models, actually two of the models, show the cold front going through by Christmas morning and the rain changing over to snow, just a little bit, which is what most people want, just like a little covering. But if the front goes through, then Christmas Day will be cold. We'll probably have some snow showers, it'll be windy, and it will be cold. There is one model that says that that will not happen. And guess what model that is?
NAM.
No, the Euro.
What does the Euro say is going to happen?
The Euro says that the front is going to be slower and it's going to rain all day on Christmas Day. And the Canadian model agrees with it. So the America model is the odd man out. Now, remember, folks, it was the odd man out earlier this week for this storm. While the other two models were forecasting storm, 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 the GFS was saying, no, it's going to stay south. So will the GFS be right? Will it clear out, give us a little snow Friday morning, a week from today, and then clear out and just be windy and cold? Or will the other models be right and the front stalls and we get rain? So that is the scenario for late next week. And we'll be working on that, I guess, come Monday. We'll take a look at that and see what they're up to, these crazy models.
What happens if the cold front goes faster and gets here earlier?
Nothing.
Does it push everything out into like the sea?
Yeah. And then it's just a brisk and cold Christmas day with maybe a few flurries. That's
it. Well, maybe that'll happen. Maybe the cold front will speed up and maybe it'll just push everything out so we just have a cold, windy day.
Well, that's what the American model is saying, but right. Not the Euro or right. The Canadian.
Well, chances of that happening are 2%.
I know. Yeah, exactly. So we'll have to watch that. But that's it. And I have my friend David and Elena coming today for a little Christmas visit. That's the people that I went up to 2 weeks ago. Remember when I dropped the stuff off at the cap, right? And then just a couple of friends over tomorrow night to see the tree and stuff like that, which I will take a picture of, I promise. You'll have that picture of the tree by Monday.
All right. Well, over the weekend, I'm not allowing anybody in my house. And now I'm going back home today, probably about 10:30, 11, maybe. And I'm going to sleep again. Because even though it was comfortable sleeping in the station, there's just something different about getting in your own bed at night.
Yeah, I hear you.
Pat, I want you to have a good cold weekend.
Yeah, do the same, and I'll see you Monday.
All right, take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.